One of the things we know that men can be a little bit pig-headed when it comes to our health. We'd rather have a leg amputated than head off to visit the doctor unless we're pretty much dying. But it's one of the things over the last couple of years that the encouragement has been there, as men tend to get a little bit older, to go and have a checkup. And I'm talking about prostate cancer. It's great to have Nick Savvopoulos, chairman of the Hunter Prostate Cancer Alliance, an organisation that does an amazing amount of work in the Hunter. Nick, great to have you this morning. I've got to say, it's kind of scary that the mortality rate for the disease in the Hunter 37% higher than anywhere else in Australia. Good morning.
Yeah, look, hi Todd. It's unfortunate, but believe it or not, it's actually improving. We were about 5 years ago at around about 43, 44. We're now down to 37, and there's some new figures coming out. So when they get out, hopefully they've dropped a little more as well.
So what's so special about the Hunter, do you think? And I use that in a very loose term. I think you know what I mean by that.
Look, obviously it's a great place, but no, we're based on blue-collar workers. We're based originally, got the mining people, we've got, the wharf. So there's, based on that, and if you think of the men were tough, we've got this view in our heads that men, if you don't go to the doctor, then the doctor doesn't tell you you're sick, then you're not sick. So let's not go. That's really the attitude.
Well, it's an attitude that's been around for many, many years. And I suppose it permeates as well, because we know it's not often easy to get in and see a doctor. And as you said, the guys just turn around and go, I don't have time, I feel okay. And the worst line, I'll deal with it when it arises. But sometimes, sadly, it can be too late, can't it?
Yeah, look, again, this is one of the issues with prostate cancer, is that it's asymptomatic. In other words, you probably won't feel or notice any real change until it's serious and it is a serious problem then. But it's a pretty simple test to get done. And look, seriously, it's as simple as this. You contact your doctor to have your regular annual checkup or biannual, and then you say, other than, now we'll do our cholesterol tests and we do our other tests, throw into your blood test, ask for a PSA test, which just measures the levels that you should be at depending on your age group.
Okay, so I hear the guys going, I'm not old enough to have prostate cancer.
Look, again, the research tells us that it was originally 50. It's now down to 40. And research tells us get in from the ages of 40 and be checked right through. And your doctor will manage that as well. If he sees that you're coming back with two or three regular checks, that your levels are underneath the national average, then what you will do, he'll advise you to say go biannually to have the test. And that's a better result. That then you're informed, you haven't stuck your head in the sand, you know where you're situated, that's what you should be doing.
You've nailed it, really, stuck your head in the sand, because I'm putting my hand up this morning. I'm well and truly one of those people who go, hey, I'm not going to go and do something because I potentially don't want to know if it's bad. And it's just, it's a really stupid way to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, in the article in the Herald the other day, Michael Hagan talked about a situation of his. The chances increase fairly dramatically if it's in your family. So, in other words, if your father's got or had prostate cancer, then your chances of getting prostate cancer increase greatly. So, it's very sensible for you to start going in earlier to be checked. In Michael's case, his father died of prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. His two brothers have prostate cancer. Mike was nearly a certainty to get prostate cancer at some stage. So from a reasonably early age, late 30s, early 40s, Mike started getting checked. At the age, I think it was 45, 46, Mike found out he's had prostate cancer. And so from there, Mike's been tested and maintained. So there's quite a few options now that you can actually utilise. So Mike went through, and I think his last report, I said in the paper the other day, that he's now 3 years before he has to come back for another checkup, and he still has his prostate. He's been maintained utilising what they call brachytherapy, where they insert a radiated bead into the gland that kills the cancer, and if cancer continues to grow, they insert more beads. And Mike's now had really good readings for the last 3 or 4 years, so they said, look, Mike, we don't need to see you for another 3 years.
That's really positive. We've got to say thank heavens for the partners of men who push them to go and have tests. But also it's something you can do with a mate. I had a situation recently where a partner of a friend of mine pulled me aside and said, look, I think you need to talk to him because this is happening. It's something that men can discuss. It's not taboo. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, it can possibly save your life. So, guys, get out and get it done.
Look, with the situation with your mate, and this is really important, this is where guys can help. It's a very simple test. It's just your standard blood test. If something comes back where there's a higher reading than the average, then it could be other issues like prostatitis, other infections of other forms. So there's quite a few things that will affect the test. But then they'll retest you, and then they'll probably, normal process to then send you off to get the prostate gland measured. And if it's enlarged, then it will be enlarged for a reason, and then they will then suggest that you have a biopsy. Now, obviously, there's infections and things like that that can happen from that. But at that point, it's a recognised test that will give you some results, and you're being monitored. I can't believe, and we've had people say, no, I'm fine, I'm not going to go back and have that test, have the biopsy done. And that just doesn't make sense to me. Why wouldn't you want to know?
Absolutely. Nick, thanks very much for your time this morning. We're getting the message out. You know, mates can help mates, and it's very, very simple. Hopefully we can get those percentages down, and great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Todd. And your help from 200 FM, you helped us with the bike rides and things like that. It's been fantastic. So I hope everyone supports you guys as well.
Nick, thanks very much. Have a great day. Nick Savvopoulos, he's the chairman of the Hunter Prostate Cancer Alliance. And, you know, it's a conversation that you can have with your mates. Just, it's not always up to the partners. Men helping men is an important thing as well. It's 28 to 11.